Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino. Beginning of this hour of Neon Jazz was performed by none other than jazz pianist Art Hodes with the tune Heebie Jeebies. Born in Ukraine way back in 1904, his family settled in Chicago when he was a few months old. He started there in Chicago and then he moved right on into the bright lights of New York City. While in the Big Apple, Art played with cats like Sidney Bechet and Joe Marsala to get things moving. He ended up establishing his own band in the 1940s and went right on back to the Windy City. He spent the next four decades there. In the late 1960s, Art starred in a series of TV shows on Chicago-style jazz called Jazz Alley. He appeared with greats like Pee Wee Russell and Jimmy McPartlin. He also wrote for jazz magazines like Jazz Record. He remained an educator and a writer in jazz for many years. Art got around. Over a rich career, he played with legends like Louis Armstrong, Gene Krupa, Muggsy Spanier, and the great Vic Dickinson. In 1998, all of those years of hard work culminated with him being inducted into the Big Band Jazz Hall of Fame. He was indeed a cool cat. Welcome to another hour of Neon Jazz. This is your host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a town igniting life into every corner of our city with the tireless jazz these musicians put out, right here in Kansas City, Missouri, mixing the best of KC sounds with a giant catalog of many others, with music from cats like Gil Evans, Duke Ellington, King Oliver, and many more. Let's stay in the classic days of the big band jazz sound here on the show. Off a compilation CD called The Big Band Patrol from Mr. John Christopher, here's Sammy Kay with I Come Here to Talk for Joe, and yeah, sometimes I need a mouthpiece.
I came here to talk for Joe. The story in these words, we hear from Don Cornell.
I came here to talk for Joe. He wants me to let you know. He can't keep that date with you tonight. I came here to talk for Joe. Gee, that kid sure loves you so. And when he gets the chance, he said he'd write. That boy has so much courage. I've seen the things he can do. But he never had the courage to tell you how he feels about you. He's got a perfect alibi. He can't be here and in the sky. So I came here to talk for Joe.
This is Neon Jazz, Joe Domino.
Hey,
That was Istanbul jazz drummer Ferhat Oğdeman with the 2011 cover of the Cedar Walton song, Hindsight, off his album, Autumn in New York. This talented drummer started his music studies in Sweden as an AFS exchange student and went on to get his BA in music at an Istanbul university called Bilgi. He became heavily entrenched in the Turkish jazz scene at a young age, and now he has his own quintet and is grooming his upcoming CD release called Namo that he recorded exclusively in New York City with the likes of Vincent Herring and a host of others. He is a very good drummer, and he's going to be around for many years. This next song features a jazz legend on the keys. Here's the great Gil Evans with the 1957 song, what a great name, Ella Speed.
We'll be right back. Hey, I'm Mark the Love Man Pinder from Conan O'Brien's show on TBS and the Basic Cable Band. And when I'm in Kansas City, I listen to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino.
Was Red Nichols and his Five Pennies with the song Imagination off a very nice 2011 soundtrack for the movie The Artist. This critically acclaimed movie was a silent film using the techniques and expressions reminiscent of old-time filmmaking. The music captures the big romantic repertoire of the 19th century. The music in this film speaks and replaces the words. It was a part of the story, and it was very essential to the film, and this is a very nice soundtrack. There were only a couple jazz tracks, but they were very memorable, and this is one of them. Here's the hero of the post-bop drum set in jazz, Mr. Alvin Jones, with the tune Harmonique off a Greatest Hits compilation album.
Thank you. Jazz.
Is. Neon.
Yeah.
Jazz. Yeah.
Is another tune off the 2011 soundtrack for The Artist. That was legendary Duke Ellington with the song Jubilee Stomp. This 12-time Grammy winner has had 9 songs inducted into the Grammy Hall of Fame. This out of the 2,000 original pieces of music he wrote and composed. This man came a long way from grandparents that were slaves. He loved music and made the world a brighter, more humane place for being in it, and that was the thing that he did. Our next song here on Neon Jazz is a tune called No Rio from the duo of Jerry Mulligan and Jane Dubach.
Se confunde com as cores do arco-íris. O morro canta, a praia dança, e na calçada a moça ginga. De novo leve e solto pelos ares de Copacabana. Brilha o sol sobre o mar. I'm
Beaver, Kansas City drummer. And if you are listening to Neon Jazz by Joe Dimino every Saturday morning from 7 to 9, you should be.
That was jazz pianist Orrin Evans with the 2012 song Flip the Script off an album by the same name. This Trenton, New Jersey native was raised in Philadelphia and attended Rutgers University, where he studied with Kenny Barron. From there, he was on his way. He worked as a sideman for cats like Bobby Watson and Ralph Peterson. Orrin was one of the most distinctive and inventive pianists of his generation. In a short span of time, Orrin has earned the titles of pianist, composer, bandleader, teacher, producer, and arranger. He's very good, and you can hear it in his music. Man, we can always use a little prez around here. This is the great Lester Young with his blend of cool on a live 1953 song called Lester Leaps.
Mm-hmm. everybody. This is Megan Birdsall, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
That was French jazz guitarist Christian Escud with the 2013 song Delaney's Dilemma off an album dedicated to the music of John Lewis, and it is a good album. Our final cut here on this hour of Neon Jazz is from a guitar legend. Here's the great Tal Farlow with his quartet with the song Just Friends off a 2007 album called Cooking on All Burners. And hopefully we can call ourselves friends as we end this hour of jazz. Thanks again for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a legend behind the controls and in front of the mic, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
I know you are, but what am I?
Don't talk to me like that. Talk to us about our show. I do want you to talk to us about our show. Send us some suggestions or toot your horn in our direction. We'll catch those notes. Contact us at neonjazzkc@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. Until next time, enjoy the music, my friends. Jersey native was raised in Philadelphia and attended Rutgers University, where he stuttered. It had to happen. It just
it's a minor in English, I'm guessing,
and a major in spinning wheels. All right, let's see what we got here.
Neon Jazz.